Hotel for Dogs, adapted by Linda Edwards, based on the book by Lois Duncan. Screenplay by Jeff Lowell and Bob Shuhi and Mark McCorkle. Copyright 2010, DW Studios LLC, all rights reserved. Published by Scholastic Limited as part of the Scholastic English Language Teaching Readers Series. Hotel for Dogs. Chapter 1. Andy's Family.
Hi, I'm Friday, and I'm a dog. I'm waiting for my owners, Andy and Bruce. This is boring, and I'm hungry. Hey, I smell sausages. Who's eating sausages? I'm going to follow that smell. Maybe today is my lucky day.
Andy walked into the shop. There were lots of people inside. People took things there to sell. Andy had a box with a picture of a mobile phone on it. She looked at the picture and smiled. There wasn't a phone inside the box. There were just some stones. Andy smiled at the shop owner. She had big, beautiful eyes and dark hair.
Do you buy phones? This is new, she said.
The shop owner looked at her.
How old are you?
18,
Andy said. The shop owner said nothing. He didn't believe her.
Oh, okay. I'm 16.
No thanks, he said.
Andy walked out sadly. Another man from the shop followed her.
Wait, he said.
He looked at the box. It was a good phone.
Here's $20.
He gave her the money. Andy gave him the box and ran. She found Bruce at the corner of the street.
Did you sell it? He asked.
Yes, for $20.
Andy smiled.
$20 for some stones in a box.
Bruce was happy.
And now we've got money for Friday's food, Andy said.
Andy and Bruce looked for Friday. They found him in the street.
Friday,
called Bruce happily.
Where were you?
He gave Friday a big hug.
Here, boy, he said. Burgers.
Friday ate the burgers very quickly.
Andy laughed. He's always hungry.
Suddenly she looked up.
Oh, no, she said quietly.
There was a policeman in front of them. The man from the shop was with him. He looked very angry.
I can't believe it. Not again.
Bernie drove Andy and Bruce from the police station to Carl and Lois's flat.
Do this again and you leave Carl and Lois.
Andy laughed.
Great.
No, said Bernie. It's not great. I can't keep you together again. That's 5 families in 3 years.
Andy and Bruce were quiet. They were brother and sister. They wanted to stay together, but they wanted a new home. They wanted a family for Friday, too. Andy and Bruce stopped outside the door of the flat. The music was terrible. Carl and Lois were in a band. Carl played guitar, and Lois was the singer. But she didn't sing. She shouted to the music. Cats were better singers. Andy looked at Bruce and pushed open the door.
You're late, shouted Lois.
Her hair was very yellow and her eyes were very black. She wanted to be a pop star and she tried to look young. Carl wanted to be a star too. He had long, dirty hair and a stupid smile. Lois started to shout to the music again. Andy and Bruce ran to the bedroom and closed the door.
Wow, said Bruce. They're worse than before. Is that possible?
There was a little bark. Friday was outside the window. During the day, the little dog lived outside. At night, he stayed in the bedroom. Tonight, they were all tired. Bruce went to sleep quickly. Friday was in his arms. Andy watched them. The little dog looked at her. There was a lot of love in his eyes. Next to Bruce's bed, there was a photograph of their mum and dad. Andy looked at the photograph. She was very sad. She wanted to keep her little family together, her, Bruce and Friday. But it was so difficult. What are we going to do? She asked quietly in the dark.